Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to congratulate the entire Garage Logic crew of Warriors.
Yes.
You guys went six shows, full shows at the State Fair. Pretty amazing. And that half as many people most days, right? But pretty amazing that you did it. And apparently, guests you didn't know what to do with, right? More guests than you possibly could have.
It worked out.
The deep dark secret is we all kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Yes, it's I was only out there once, obviously, but a little more elbow room. Nothing wrong with a little more elbow room. No lines anywhere.
No lines. No.
Now, but the big difference, I suppose, in the State Fair is not a single bucket of free market of Martha cookies.
I don't ever need that.
But usually there's one that shows up, right?
I recall one being brought over the entire
Here's
time.
The deal, Pat. Not once did we have a food guest. I still don't get over that.
You did not have a food guest. And usually
you're looking for some free food.
Or for free food. Well, or it's something new to the fair.
But didn't Juanita's stop by?
Juanita's just did a drop without saying anything, not expecting anything. But their breakfast burrito was pretty good.
That was a good breakfast burrito.
And in my disappointment when I was there, I did go get my gizmo and brought back half gizmos for everybody. But the Pronto Pup line as I was leaving was too long.
Really?
And I'm strictly a Pronto Pup guy. Okay, I don't do a corn dog guy.
There's a difference, isn't there?
Yes, there is. The coating.
It's like a corn tortilla versus a regular flour tortilla. Mm-hmm.
So I just couldn't risk missing the bus as you.
No Pronto Pup. It's like being at the airport. No Subway sandwich or no cup of coffee is worth missing a flight for.
Right. Boy, that was the zip line this year, though, the bus in and out of the State Fair, man. Seven minutes.
Well, weren't dealing with 2 million people. You were dealing with 1 million people.
Yeah, start to stern. I wonder. Somebody texted me and said that they knew food people, who had booths,
vendors,
who said they were making about 80% as much money because everybody who wanted to stop someplace just stopped. They could walk right up and do it. Man, you guys weren't out there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
No.
If you ever had State Fair days, those were three of them.
Yeah, and the attendance did rebound on those days.
Did it? Yeah, the weather was fantastic.
I was there late on Friday after posting the show. I went back out there to visit some friends, and I saw our guy Tim Cheetah at Giggles.
Oh, really?
Boy, she was packed.
Is that right?
Oh,
good
man.
And a good crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
And Kenny did say earlier that He wants a gizmo sandwich on every corner.
He doesn't think you should walk more than a quarter of a block.
He liked the gizmo.
Oh, yeah. He was a gizmo guy.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. But somebody sent, because we talked about it, sent me a photo or text, a Twitter photo or some photo And the next day, no line whatsoever, man, up there. So
speaking of that, Rook, you'll love this. There was a guy, he works for Sports Illustrated. I can't remember which outfit he wore. And he went to a Brewers game over the weekend. And he said, look at the Milwaukee Brewers Philly cheesesteak sandwich. You got to find a picture of this. Mm-hmm. It was a disgusting-looking bun with a little bit of cheese and a slab of meat.
Really?
This is not a Philly cheesesteak.
That is not Andy's Grill.
It did not look appetizing in the least.
I do have a brief sports observation.
I'm ready.
Where do we put Patrick Cantlay now in the pantheon of superstar golfers?
Well, for now, it is. Is Patrick Cantlay ever going to be the guy that 3 years from now you're saying, what happened to that Patrick Cantlay? Is this his period of time?
He's 29.
And he's a good player.
He can putt.
He was, well, when he came out of college or wherever it was, he was big rep as a great player. He can putt, man. He makes us, you know, he makes 23 footers around. That helps.
Well, one of two things is going to happen. You're right. He could be the guy 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. We say whatever happened, or he's going to start winning every other major.
Or often. Yeah. But I always remember the Tom Watson story.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest putter ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he went 4 or 5 feet past, he knew he was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was about 34, he went 5 feet past and he didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that became a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became a guy who'd make a 50 footer, but he couldn't make stand over a 5 footer and go, not the yips, but the non-smooth stroke.
Okay.
Now, what impressed me about Cantlay, I was watching the down the finish because it was a great shootout.
He's got 2 putts to win $15 million.
Yes, but he missed what? 2 short ones?
Yep.
2 short ones.
Which
and
he
now,
hadn't done the
now
previous
all
3 days.
Of a sudden, Rahm, if he misses, mm-hmm. Rahm's tied with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was about a 5 footer,
mm-hmm.
and he made that one, and
right.
then he was good again.
Right.
Then he was good again.
Can
this
you imagine
Rahm,
a cup this weekend? No,
it's end of month, isn't it?
Must
the end
be,
of the
yeah.
month.
Can you imagine having 2 putts for 15? You think skins with your buddy for $30 is a big deal where you're yeah. still shaking? $15 million for 2 bucks.
John Rahm is by far the best golfer in the world. Because you got to remember about his season, he had one of them taken away.
Right.
He was 6
yep.
strokes ahead
yep.
going into Sunday when they told him he had the COVID and his prize money was zip.
Yep.
And so he didn't finish. But that is a bad body. I'd rather see a fat guy, you know, because he's just,
Stadler,
you know, Billy
Stadler.
Casper. Yeah. I'd like to see Stadler because, boy, that guy's a fat guy.
Yeah.
This guy's a rock, but he's got a butt on him like
the size of this room.
Yeah, he's got a butt on him like Brian McKinney, and he's got these, and he's just this Bluto type
right.
character. And you always think that, you know, when you see him at 40, he's going to look 75. You know, because he's, but damn, is he a good player?
Yep. Whistling Straits, yep. 24th to the 26th,
September 24th. All right, they could have some bad weather.
I hope they play the real Whistling Straits, and not. Stricker's the captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin connection, mm-hmm. that whole thing. I hope he doesn't have them play, turn Hazeltine into Fountain Valley like mm-hmm. Davis Love did. You know,
yeah.
I play the golf course. There should be some kind of a standard of what the golf course should be. I mean, this all started with Seve in 97 and Valderrama when Tiger was the only guy hitting at 300. So they grew 25 yards of grass in
right.
the middle of the fairway from 210 to 315. You know?
Man, you sure never hear about an update on him, do you, on Tiger?
No, he's not letting much information
Man,
out. In
well,
fact,
I wonder if he can even walk.
I read something and it said Tiger is that people are only saying that he's recovering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they aren't really saying. But, you know, he's supposedly he's lucky he didn't lose legs.
Right.
So,
right.
Why hasn't – okay, so we've got our team for Team USA, But why hasn't Padraig Harrington announced the European team?
The U.S. has responded to Europe's. The U.S. now is six automatics and the six captain choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be 10 and 2.
And do then we it was have the full team already? We don't have the full team.
They're going to announce it.
Yeah, they've got
today or Thursday.
Two rookies, Colin Morikawa, and then Patrick Cantlay is number six.
But two rookies, yeah, on as far as Ryder goes.
Right, yeah. And then Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau, Koepka,
yeah,
Justin
Kepka,
Thomas.
There's a good chance Koepka's not going to play.
Okay. He's well, hurt. As it shows right now on Wikipedia,
I'll bet you Patrick Reed will not be a captain's pick.
No,
bet you Webb.
Well,
Simpson
he's not healthy either. The other thing about Patrick Reed is
he's not good in the room.
Well, he's not good in the room, but he's also lost 20 pounds with he had some disease, you know, he had some virus, or I don't think it was COVID, but he had some problem. No, he had COVID, and he was like sick or hell with it. So, although he might have dramatized what his situation was.
How bad is that Ibrahim's loss to the Gophers?
He's a, you know, he's
the best running back in the conference.
And, yeah, in the county, he was really good. You know, the thing about him is you see how rugged he is, right? That, mm-hmm. I mean, he runs into the pile and the pile moves 2-3 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, that kind of becomes your vision of him, mm-hmm. is, boy, he's tough. Wow, wow. But he's, that ain't it. Mm-hmm. He's beyond that. I mean, on that one, Fleck went for it on 4th and 1 at his own 29. You know, it worked. He got the first down, but he made a cut at the line of scrimmage that turned 2 yards into 56.
Mm-hmm.
He left this kid from Ohio State just grabbing air, man, and he can motor. He's good. He's really good, and it'll be a tough.
Well, what injury was it?
They haven't told us yet because they love saying the HIPAA rules and stuff, but he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
And there was people who know that stuff, doctors and stuff, were saying when it was a very innocent-looking thing, and he gets up and then goes back down and can't, that, and it was back somewhere behind. They were saying 5 minutes afterwards it is a torn Achilles.
Because it had the same look of when Kevin Durant popped his Achilles, because he did the same thing. He tried to get up, and he went right back down again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a big loss.
Because you snipped that a little. He takes his back swing. He'll never come through again.
But you know what he can be? If he wants to be, and if this costs him his NBA, NFL future, that he doesn't think he's going to get drafted next year, he could be Grandpa Ibrahim before he's done,
mm-hmm.
because he's got a year of eligibility left, even though he's a senior.
Yeah.
But then he can take a COVID year, and he can take this as an injury year.
Right.
So he could be here 2 more years after this. He could be, he could.
We need him. Let's go.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of, Pat, because he had the he probably could have been drafted last year had he opted to go. I mean, he would have been a 4th or 5th round pick, but he still might have gotten picked last year, and then he came back.
He'll have the workouts, you know, and if he decides to go to the pro day and all that stuff, and he might end up getting drafted. I would think he might want to. Enough's enough and take off. I mean, I don't know how these guys hang around for a sixth year.
Especially a running back.
Don't you get sick of it?
Well, the odds should be
not just listening to PJ every day.
No,
but
you should
get
a degree if you're here 6 years at least. You should get a degree.
Oh, they're graduating everybody now.
Yeah.
You cannot flunk out if you attempted to.
Right.
All these guys that they used to flunk out just because they, you know, got somebody else to take a test for him or not.
Right.
You can do your tests on Zoom now, for God's sakes.
Menstrual cycle of Spain, of a female
Jane Gangelhoff's menstrual cycle paper.
Well, didn't Sonmore
widely circulated.
Sonmore had to go to the ag department and create a class for Antone.
Yeah, agricultural recreation
Mike nailed it, too.
At the St. Paul campus at Antonovich. What am I supposed to do, walk bleeping cows? But that's when you had General College, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have it anymore, right?
I don't know.
But I don't think they have College, my alma mater.
General College was basically glorified junior college. But you, after 2 years, you had to find a college within the college to take you.
I didn't do that.
Can you imagine the current University of Minnesota saying, and you know, in Moscow saying, hey, I got to get Mike Antonovich into a college. Mm-hmm. They would have had 30 of them taking him. They would have, you know, he could have gone to medical school.
Or farming. Maybe farming.
No, he would have gone to, he would have, everybody would have taken him. You know, this is the NCAA. The NCAA's big investigation now is that Nebraska might have practiced too much. That's apparently a scandal. Of course, all the Nebraska fans after their opener where they stunk it out were saying, you know, the big Twitter thing became, NCAA investigation dropped. Huskers obviously weren't practicing, you know. So,
is he in trouble? Is Frost in trouble?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Did you see who they played Saturday, Joe?
No.
Somebody canceled on them. I can't remember who, but they set this up last spring. Fordham.
I didn't know they still had a team.
Fordham's a FCS school, but I don't even know if they give scholarships out or not. Fordham is very famous in football for the 7 blocks of granite. One of them was Vince Lombardi. That's the last time they were good, when he played as a...
I saw a tweet after the... who were they originally scheduled to play? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Okay, because someone had said, time to call in Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah.
The fake team that got on ESPN.
That ESPN had this team, Bishop
Sycamore.
How great of a story is that?
Oh, some guy down at the park got all the brothers that were hanging out down in the park with nothing to do, you know, and they didn't look like they were over 40, you know. He said, yeah, come on, we'll put together a team.
Who's got the Viking fever?
One more thing about Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah.
You know who could have put together Bishop Sycamore? Richard Rice.
Oh, yeah.
He's famously... put together the little league team. I mean, the 12-year-old team. Yeah, little league team with Bernie Beckman and my cousin Eddie, and there was one other kid. They were short 15-year-olds. You know, Bernie Beckman and Eddie Ricey, and they came up in St. Louis. Was it St. Louis Park that had like Skippy Field or Excelsior had a hotshot little league team? And the old man came up, and they like finished second or something. They beat all these Minnetonka and schools like that.
Teams.
And everybody was raising hell, and they said they wanted to see birth certificates because, unfortunately, Eddie and Bernie were starting to get a little bit of a beard to go with the 12-year-olds. And the old man gave them you question my integrity, yes. And Chuck Dixon, who worked at the St. Paul paper for 100 years, I was telling that story one day, and he said, I was there. We wondered how this little team from Fulton. But then that same year, the Slayton used to have the Murray County Fair Little League Tournament at the Slayton Ballpark. They used to have, and then the word was out that Richard might be pulling some chicanery. Mm-hmm. So that's when he had my mother and Mabel Peterson manage them. When they went, he didn't show up. He sent my mother and Mabel to be the manager so they couldn't scream obscenities at them.
So there was an update on this story.
My mother didn't know if a baseball was round or square, but she was the manager.
So there was an update to this story.
The Bishop Sycamore.
Yes. They have become one of the most talked about high schools in the country after a loss on national television. The school, which is based in Columbus, was embarrassed in a 58-0 loss at the hands of IMG Academy. And the performance led to many to question whether they were a legitimate school. Since that loss, they have fired their head coach, who was accused of writing fake checks to pay for hotels while on the road.
Oh, my God.
They saw opponents pull out of their games. The new head coach, Tyrene Jackson, spoke with the local NBC affiliate regarding the situation. He says, quote, "We do not offer curriculum. We are not a school." That's not what Bishop Sycamore is, and I think that's what the biggest misconception about us was.
Well, what
and
is
that's
it?
Our fault.
What is it then? If it's not a school, what is it?
It's basically an academy.
A youth group?
Yeah.
A youth group.
But he also said this was our mistake because this was a mistake on our half on paperwork, is what he
said.
You
know, ESPN's trying to play the victim here.
Yeah, you're idiots.
How can you put the, you know, how can you say, okay, we're going to put this, we know who IMG is. Who the hell's Bishop Sycamore?
Nobody did the vetting.
Nobody vetted. Nobody vetted. I do think that guy, though, should get an ESPY.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you? Oh, yeah. If ESPN would get it, that would be, you got us. You got us. Here's your award.
The first ever ESPY. Too bad Norm MacDonald is not hosting the ESPYs this year. He might have.
He'll never host them again, probably.
He might have. And here he is, the coach from Bishop Sycamore. No, he's never going to. They fired him after that and never let him.
Well, I told you the best part about that was the Key and Peele bit that we play with the fake names of the players.
Yeah.
Somebody had said, here's Bishop Sycamore's starting lineup.
Yeah, right.
That was so good. Yeah. That was so funny.
It was. It didn't get enough pub because it was a football weekend and college, you know, football.
Doesn't that just show you how desperate ESPN is for programming? They'll put any. That's why they have 900 bowl games.
They make money because the bowl games, the 40 of them pay ESPN to do the game.
True.
You know, so anyway. I interrupted you rudely for the first time in our long and tenured career.
No, I'm not sensing any Viking fever.
Yeah, you're there. Don't worry, there is.
Okay.
There is.
Opening at Cincinnati.
It was not good. I think they have had a horrible preseason with goofy stuff happening, but the last week has been pretty calm, and I think they're going to go down and kick the hell out of Cincinnati, and that'll calm the waters, and they can go on and be 10-7 or 11-6 or something and make the playoffs.
Until the goofy
players. Well, that's the whole unknown about the whole NFL season is who's going to find out on Wednesday that they don't have their, you know, four of their players because they not only, you know, because somebody, you don't have to have the variant. You can just be near somebody who had the variant and they put you on the list.
So the number one cheating team in the NFL, the New Orleans Saints,
yes.
Are they going to be walking around with a plastic spray bottle of COVID, you know, like setting up other teams and like, oh, they got the COVID now. We're playing the Vikes. They're done.
Let's not feel great about them, though. They're going to play their first month on the road because of the hurricane.
Yeah, because the water, yeah.
Where they wanted to play in Dallas, and Jerry must have told them no, right? Because they're playing their opener in Jacksonville. And then I think they got a bye week and a couple of off weeks, so they don't think they're going to be back in New Orleans till early September.
Well, does that big dump even have electricity yet? The Superdome?
They said the Superdome came out of it, and I'm sure they got a generator the size of this building or something. So like the Super, for all the crap that happened down there, the levees held. That was good.
Yeah. Well, they're all new.
Yeah,
billions of dollars.
Billions
spent.
Of 15
but,
bill,
Pat,
right?
The city shouldn't even exist. It's half of it's below sea level.
So close to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I was down
just
there.
Just ridiculous.
I was down there in July for the APSE, Associated Press Sports Editors. I was on some panel down there. And in
this
the
July?
No, July of 17, I think. Oh. Maybe 18, I'm not sure. And I was... It was July.
Oh. Yeah.
Little steamy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Little steamy down there. And
you get the under boob sweat there going when you walk.
The French Quarter and that stuff was rebuilt, and that side of Canal Street was rebuilt. But over on the other side of Canal Street, there was an oyster bar there, the Pearl Oyster Bar. I used to always go to the Pearl Oyster Bar. And that whole block and block all around there that never reopened from Katrina. I think there might be a lot of squatting going on in empty buildings down there.
So.
And we might have some people we haven't found yet.
God, too. It's still hotter than hell.
You can't escape 90
anything.
In it. Well, the thing.
Humid.
And it ain't what they call a dry heat.
Yeah, no thanks.
I was listening to, by happenstance, I was in the car and the Rockies game was on and yesterday afternoon. And the guy said, 93 degrees. And the humidity this morning was 7%.
Where, in Denver?
In Denver.
Wow.
So that is a dry heat.
That's a dry heat. That's
I like
heat.
I like a humid heat.
Ooh,
oh, I love it. No. I love it.
Not unless you're sitting on
this has been a great summer. This has been a great summer.
I don't like it because I can't stand being around myself.
I was in Kansas City for the 4th of July, and mm-hmm. I thought my shoes were going to melt in the blacktop outside of Kauffman Stadium. It was that. That was not comfortable at
all. Joe, you can't tell me that some of your summer visits to Baltimore with the Twins, you liked that heat.
I did.
Sitting in that press box.
Yeah, that was a little warm.
The humidity. Yeah. Baltimore must be about the same sea level as New Orleans because, damn, is that place hot.
It is hot.
In the summer, it's unbelievable.
Man, you can get some good crab cakes. So.
Oh, yes, you can. Man.
A little trade-off is what you're saying.
I think
yes.
so.
I love the Lexington market. I used to always go to the Lexington market. When they had their riots after that kid got killed, remember that whole thing, and they didn't play for a week and stuff like that.
Oh, then they play a game without fans, too.
Yeah. But that was right up near the Lexington market.
Right.
But I used to go up there because they had the greatest crab cakes. But the great thing about that is on ice— They also had muskrats and possum and raccoons
and
stuff like
that.
Yeah. If you wanted to make yourself a little stew,
No, not gonna make any stew.
Little muskrat stew.
It's you know what I said. You ain't in Minnesota anymore, Patrick. I said. There's a little different
possum stew.
Little different outlook on life up here.
What is the protocol this year with NFL fans? I never really heard of it.
It's
no holds barred.
Well, you do certain places, though. I know Seattle just announced that you have to have proof of vaccination or a
How long is
test.
That line going to be?
I don't know.
And how long is it going to take a guy who had 8 beers at the tailgate to find his proof of vaccination?
Right. You'd be like the dude that went into the wall with the head?
Yes.
That dude?
I think we had a potential for a virus spreader at the at TCF Bank on Thursday night. I didn't see many masks on our student body there, if they aren't all vaccinated. But
has the U mandated that? You have to get a vaccination if you're a student?
Didn't they come up with something? I think they did.
I
mean, but what are we trusting people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 40,000 students. I don't know how many actually, go over there physically anymore. But what are you going to have like 8,000-10,000 people out checking for
we're blew it, Founder. You trusted us.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, you think I would have liked to seen Otter called in front of the dean to explain whether they weren't showing their vaccination cards.
Right.
That would have been pretty good.
We're not going to sit here and let you rip the United States of America.
He could have had
Your hammered tailgaters are going to be something similar to this.
Okay.
We don't have the audio, but this guy's in for DWI.
This is one of Rook's favorite YouTube videos.
And this is one of my all-time favorite videos. And maybe I can put the...
He did, the officer asked him for his identification,
mm-hmm.
and he has a little trouble getting his wallet out
of
his pocket.
Boom. He goes right into the side.
Showing the old butt crack, dude.
Now look at the size of the hole in the plaster, but it's not over here. You got it? Okay, here he goes. And then, can I have it? He goes all the way to the end.
Yeah.
I'll let you listen to the audio when we're done. But this guy, drunk guy, hits wall in head at police station.
So had he been driving?
Yeah, he was in for DWI.
Yeah, I would assume that that's why.
Well, how did he not kill anybody?
Nobody's dead.
I don't believe he killed anybody.
Nobody's dead.
I think it's just the humor.
Speaking of
I might have been slightly over the legal limit a couple of times, but I think I could always I think I could always not start in one room and end up in the next, you know. So.
By the way, speaking of Baltimore, I just pulled up the standings. I didn't realize that they now had surpassed Arizona for the worst record in Major League Baseball. A team, by the way, the Diamondbacks, that had what, Pat, a 22-game losing streak?
You know, give the Orioles credit, though. They defeated the Yankees 7 times this season.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they defeated. But you want to know the difference between Tampa and the Yankees? Tampa was 18-1 against Baltimore. The Yankees are 7-12.
Didn't Tampa just beat Boston?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they were behind 6 runs.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
I think they're good. I think they're legit, though. I mean, the Dodgers are going to win it, but I think the Rays are going to go to the World Series.
Today, again, they're starting a closer. They're starting a opener.
Yeah.
Some guy's going to pitch 2 innings and go from there. Did you see how the Giants beat the Dodgers Sunday? First place on the line?
Mm-hmm.
By the second inning. I think it was by the second inning. The Dodgers, by the third inning, the Dodgers were scoreless and the Giants had used 5 pitchers.
Did you see the attendance for that game?
How big?
The sold out.
Yes.
Tampa playing Boston before the Twins got there.
Mm-hmm.
7,000 people.
Yes, yes. They had 13 on a Sunday for the Twins. Yeah. They must have been very excited.
Hell, there was more people in Waconia yesterday than that.
If there was, a decent ballpark in Tampa, not St. Pete, would they draw? I wonder. Maybe it's a lousy baseball town.
It could be.
You've
don't
always
know.
Blamed the bridge.
Well, they blame the bridge.
Yeah.
They blame the bridge. It does take a
and
long
I suppose
time
you couldn't
there.
Have an outdoor ballpark.
But I don't know what it is. Part of it, Joe, is how many people with same thing in Phoenix, how many people with money are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they leave April 15th and return in October, you know, the residents. They go back home to New England and they go back home to other places.
That's
it's
why
not like
the Reavers plan when I become commissioner of Major League Baseball, move them to Montreal, baby. Keep them in the American League East and move. Because weren't they going to play a few games?
Had a plan that they announced that their trouble is they still have a lease through 2026.
Ooh, that's right.
That this Vince Namoli, who was a big Tampa guy, bought the team. They were terrible all his time, but he signed a 30-year ironclad lease.
There's no way out of it.
No. But remember, that's where the Giants were going to move.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
right.
the White Sox were going to move. And that's where the Twins were going to move.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought, we're going to go down there, we're going to play in this beautiful stadium in St. Petersburg. They used that as the Giants were gone until the commissioner
they got the ballpark.
And until the commissioner wouldn't let them move. The
right.
Giants were gone. They'd sold the Tampa interest, you know.
Wow.
And then they got the ballpark. So.
Because that was early 90s, wasn't it, with the Giants?
I don't know. Well, it might have been the late 80s. Okay. I don't know when
they're
it was.
Sure in a neat
whatever
place
whatever
now.
That stadium opened.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that ballpark.
Oh, it's great.
Except
great.
You can't go there on a hot day and smell garlic fries.
Oh, yeah. That's,
oh, you missed
good.
Garlic fries at the fair. I saw Dan.
Here's the trouble. The garlic fries orders are all, everybody's eyes are bigger than their stomach.
Right. So they put them under the seat.
They order the big jumbo garlic fries, right? And then they eat half of them.
Yep.
And then they put them under the
seat. It lingers.
And then the sun beats out. Katie and I stopped there on the way to the Tigers
Open. U.S. Open.
Open in 2000. And we got behind a couple that both had to get their big heaping box.
Oh, no.
One of them was a little Chinese lady. She couldn't eat more than about 12 of them. And then the other guy was, and they had them underneath the seat the whole time.
I had to move.
Yeah.
I had to leave my seat.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you did that very gracefully.
Well, it's funny.
I smell garlic.
You're
got garlic
right there next to the sea. And the stadium smells like garlic fries.
Right. Yeah. I want to smell the ocean.
Yes, right.
I don't want to smell garlic fries.
Salt water.
Oh, by the way, speaking of food at the ballpark, I had my handful of Craig Pex's cheese curds
over the
weekend.
I got cheese curds, and he told me to come back for the Reuben balls.
Ooh, those are good, too. But guess what I got as a take-home gift for all the great publicity we've given Craig Pexa?
More cheese curds.
An entire jar of the pepper jelly sauce.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's sitting in the fridge at home, maybe.
I was out there one day, and then I was at Waconia Saturday. Lots of bees.
Yes.
What's with the bees?
Leland got stung at the Chaska Ballpark Saturday.
These weren't wasps either. These were bees.
They were bees, yep.
This is their time.
I like bees.
I'm pro bee.
I like bees, but they can't be trusted.
Right.
They
no ambition.
When there's a lot
they got too much ambition.
But yeah, when there's a lot of food around, they can't help themselves.
I told you I was stung 4 times 2 weeks ago by wasps.
Wasp,
my hand was the size of a football.
Really?
Now here's my question for you. Why did you keep?
We didn't have any wasps this year. I don't know why.
Why did you keep putting your hand in the bee thing?
I was watering the plants where they apparently had been. Frolic.
Having time.
Okay. Yeah, and they attacked me.
That's so you weren't putting your hand in the hive.
No.
Okay.
That's the only, I had a laborious summer this year.
You had to do a little work.
I must have watered at least 4 or 5 times in the back. I must have had to go out, and I was deciding there's these big bushy things. I don't know what the hell they are, but they're in front of the deck.
Arborvitaes,
right? Yeah, maybe that's what they are. I don't know what they are. But, I decided to, maybe they want a little water, too.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah. Live it up.
I started spraying them, and boom, the bees came out. Yeah, that's where they were hanging out. Man. Yeah. They like those things, whatever they are. So.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When you're watering, let's call it an arborvitae. That's basically a tree.
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't do you any good to spray the tree.
No, I try to get down.
You got to go right to the base.
I try to get down in there.
Okay.
See,
right.
But I'm.
All right.
I'm not going to stick my head in there.
No, I know you're not going to stick your head in there, but you got to aim the water at the base.
I try to get down to where the roots are and that stuff. All right, that's what you call
it. You talk to it. Hey, live it up. Here's a little drink from Uncle Patrick.
But, boy, it was,
Worked hard this summer.
I did. Maybe that's why my shoulder screwed up.
Yeah. I think I might have cut my grass 5 times all summer.
Boy, it can use a cut right now, though. You know, the nice thing about it, we all worry about brown grass, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the grass is so brown. What are we going to do? Rains, you got grass, it's green again.
Yep.
If your grass has, that's one thing I learned from Freddie. If your grass has been dormant due to lack of water, it will go brown and dormant. And once it rains, it'll come back. If you're watering every day for short periods of times, then the roots of the grass don't grow deep. But if you don't water it, they're tougher.
So what's the moral?
Don't water it, just let it go.
If you're willing to let it go brown, don't water. But if you want green grass and no weeds, you got to water every other day.
Okay. So if you have a sprinkler system, then it's getting watered all the time, so everything's fine.
Yes.
But if you're like me and just doing it occasionally, don't do it.
If you're putting out that tractor that kind of creeps across the lawn or the...
With the sprinkler on it?
Yep.
Do they have those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a creeping tractor once.
Really? Yeah, they're yellow. They got the big, they look like old farm.
I'd like to have one of those just to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're pretty good. It's therapeutic. It's mesmerizing.
What sound does it make? Exactly what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And the tractor's just going along.
Yeah, it goes real slow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you got to have a lot of time on your hands.
Bothers me?
No wonder to watch the tractor.
No wonder that guy called in years ago asking for gardening advice from
you. You know what bothers me, though, is when you take, you got the sprinkler attached to the hose.
That's
and
how
he just,
you do it.
He just miming just right attaching there, right it to
and
the hose.
Let's say it's way over on that side of the pool in this case. The stuff. You got to go way back and you can't move it.
Why not?
Until you turn it off. You got to go back and turn it off.
Squeeze the hose together.
walk over, pick up the sprinkler.
Does that work? Take it to wherever you want. Oh, put it down again.
Right. You got to run
then,
fast,
yeah, but
though.
Then I got to run like hell when I leave, right?
It's going to get you.
I'm not fast. I've
well,
lost
you pinch the hose far enough away from the sprinkler.
Oh, okay.
But then you also videotape it so we can show it on Barstool Sports. Patrick trying to run away and he backs in the pool. Yeah.
I spent hours this summer walking back to turn it off and then moving it. And then you move it, right? And you want it to, there's this thing in the corner that you got to, there's creeping rose bushes going up in front of the pool wall, right?
Yeah.
And then there's something in the corner.
Okay.
So you got to get it perfectly in between.
Right.
So now you go, okay, you put it there, and then you go turn it back on again.
Water pressure.
And it ain't working.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't, it's not getting over there where it's supposed to. Then you got to go move it again. Do it all over.
You have had a laborious summer.
That's
right. Yeah.
And probably not getting any credit for it in the Game of Flaws. That's not even on the plus side.
You know
side.
What? Game of Flaws is, I'd say it was a neutral week. I don't think.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a win. Neutral's a win. That's
neutral
like going to
victory. I would say it was a damn fine week coming off one that one caused me to text Reavers and said, she is one.
Nice to get that out of the system, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I laugh
Once in a while, about twice a year, I have to express my dismay to somebody, and it can't be her.
In fact, the "is" was both capital letters.
Yes, right.
She is.
But no, it's been pretty good.
Well, neutrality's all right.
Yeah, it is. Found a good TV series. And
what is it?
She was supposed to send me what the name of it is, man. This is good. You'd love this.
Yeah.
It's a family in Berlin in after the war, and they're
open up a sandwich
shop.
Huh?
They own a factory.
Yeah.
And
Sounds pretty good so far.
They're being accused of hanging out with our miracle years.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. Netflix?
I found it on Amazon.
Can I say it into the microphone?
Amazon.
I found it on Amazon. Our miracle years.
No.
It's good.
No.
He meant the remote.
I meant the remote.
He meant the remote. When you pick it up and go.
Yes, I'm sure it popped right up.
Our miracle years.
But thank you for that professionalism where you articulated, you were slow, it was very clear.
The remote.
Yes, okay.
Say it into the microphone.
All right. Everybody say a prayer for my shoulder.
I will.
You've had a laborious summer.
You're overworked.
See you later.
See you later.
This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this fall, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason to match your specific situation, including zip code, with the possible best insurance company for you. This is done for you every year because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience is working throughout Minnesota. It provides thousands of Canopy Group clients a peace of mind, knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit the Canopy Group .com today.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today.
Trust is often overused and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.